The information provided on The Forever Young Show by its host or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Forever Young Radio Show, featuring America's natural doctor, Mark Stangler, and executive producer, Kelly Capasola. Each week, Dr. Stangler and his special guests have one goal in mind, and that's to ensure every listener has the most up-to-date information on ways to support all aspects of health. Now, here's your host.
We have a wonderful show planned for you. Very special return guest, our good friend Nathan Jones. Believe it or not, it's been two decades now since you founded Clear Nate, which is fantastic, the xylitol product-based company whose revolutionary all-natural approach to oral and upper respiratory health has improved the quality of life for many people around the globe. Nate joins us today to discuss the exciting new research published in the Journal of Dentistry that finds the new ingredients in new and improved spry toothpaste formula are more effective in hardening enamel, protecting teeth, and improving oral and systemic health. Nate, thank you so much for carving out the time. It's not often we get to talk to CEOs of companies, so really appreciate that you made yourself available to come on the show to talk about some of this great new research.
Well, thanks for having me on, and, you know, I'll always carve out time for you.
Well, thank you so much. And I know over the years we've been partnered a long time. We have talked a lot about the importance of using spry dental products, especially for people who are maybe, you know, looking to optimize that oral health, which is especially important in today's world. I don't think a lot of the times people relate to why your oral care can really have a large impact on your overall health and healthcare. Let's talk about that, Nate.
Well, there's a lot of systemic diseases that have their roots in bad oral hygiene. The ones that have the highest documented correlation there is you have links with bad oral hygiene and Alzheimer's, heart disease, diabetes, obesity. I'm trying to think, and there's a bunch more. And even, there was a paper that came out last summer where they actually showed that if you have bad oral hygiene, even with the current pandemic, this COVID-19, if you have bad oral hygiene, you're 9 times more likely to die from it than if you have good oral hygiene. And
wow.
This is what they're looking at is correlation. And it's hard to prove that it's causing it. But if you have that high of a correlation, people that have the two things at the same time, it's hard not to believe that there is some cause. And, you know, what we think is happening here is when you have bad oral hygiene, you really have inflammation going on in your mouth. And inflammation in your mouth and in your nose is really bad because what happens when you have inflammation in your mouth or your nose is it actually allows bacteria and viruses that come into your mouth and your nose to go directly into the bloodstream. They don't have to go in through the stomach and then come in and attack. And the best way to describe that, and I use this analogy a lot just so people have a visual of it, is if you take a bunch of beach balls and you fill them half full, you could actually put them into a wall and make a fairly solid wall if they were held in place. And
right.
That's what your tissue should look like. Those cells in your skin, the cells in your mouth, the cells, they hold together in these membranes, and they should be impermeable for the most part. But if you have inflammation, that's like if you take these beach balls and you fill them all full, you're going to have huge gaps between these balls. And at that point, bacteria and viruses can go right through that and get in the blood and become systemic rather than getting cleaned out in your defense system.
Wow, just another point of the inflammatory factors that can kind of run rampant in our life and causing so many different issues, especially when we're trying to take maybe a preventative approach, Nate. I know that on this show, that's something we try to teach people, especially even outside the spry products, which I know we're focusing on today. I mean, I have used so much clear nasal spray during the last 18 months. And knock on wood, we've been very safe in my neck of the woods with me and my family. So I know we'll talk more about that in there, but I'm really excited because I understand that there's some new research that's been published, as I alluded in the opening, in the Journal of Dentistry, and that finds that the new ingredients in the new and improved Spry toothpaste are more effective in hardening enamel and protecting teeth and improving oral and systemic health, as you just mentioned. But Nate, let's talk a little bit more about that research that really supports this ongoing science and why we can maybe point out why the effectiveness is happening when we're talking about stronger, harder enamel, because that has been a thing that's been a challenge for years. People have always said, oh, you know, once your enamel starts to fade or you have issues with enamel, you can't get it back.
So the enamel of your teeth is a very dynamic surface, because if you are drinking or eating sugary beverages or acidic stuff, you know, your morning coffee or, you know, something with sugar in it, your mouth, the bacteria in your mouth are going to create acid. And that is actually going to, on a very small scale, soften your enamel and cause some erosion. But we have known since they started doing the research with xylitol, I mean, we're talking in the mid-90s, they did a study in Belize where they used, they used xylitol on kids. They had them use it 3 times a day. And after 2 years, the kids in that study had a negative incidence of tooth decay. And what that means Wow. is that at the beginning of this 2-year study, you know, they had the group of kids, they had, some of those kids had cavities. And what they did is after the kids were using the chewing gum, their cavities were actually healing. They were remineralizing on their own to the point that Wow. at the end of the study, they have pictures in these research studies. At the end of the study, the dentist could take a scaler and actually scale across where half of the molar was rotted away. It had regrown to where the dentist could take a scaler and actually scratch the new enamel.
That is unbelievable.
And that was with nothing. That's with nothing other than using xylitol. And it's not the xylitol that's causing that, okay? The xylitol gets rid of the bacteria that create the acid. And if you can get rid of the bacteria that create the acid in your mouth, then your teeth are naturally going to remineralize on their own. It's just that we, in our society, we eat so much sugar and carbohydrates that our mouth never has the opportunity to stay in a basic environment long enough for it to heal those teeth.
That's a great point. I mean, all the different things we're putting in there. And that's one of the things that we've talked about, especially as our family, when we incorporated xylitol. Gosh, I think I told you years ago, one of my nephews was spending the night and he forgot his toothbrush. And I gave him some of the Spry mints and the Spry chewing gum. And the next day he told his dad, Lolly, let me eat all this sugar before I went to bed. And, you know, it wasn't sugar. It was a different kind. It was xylitol. So let's talk a little bit more about some of this new research. I know that I received the Alberto Graft 1 and 2. I kind of want to hear a little bit more on the mechanism of action that went into place, because I know you did a placebo group. You did xylitol with erythritol and then some other different categories. Would you mind sharing a little bit more on that, Nate?
Absolutely. So this was a study that was done in conjunction with Northwestern University and a couple of researchers and universities in Brazil. But what they did is they took this ingredient called trimethylphosphate, and they anionized it. So it was, you know, they make it really tiny. They break it up into individual type molecules. But what they did is they took that and mixed it with fluoride and xylitol and erythritol. And what they found is that by doing that, it actually hardened the enamel almost 36% harder than what fluoride alone would do. And whether people want to use fluoride or not, you know, we know what fluoride does in the mouth. We also understand that if outside of the mouth, it's extremely toxic. And the benefit of doing this, because in this research, what they showed is that you could cut the amount of fluoride that you would need in toothpaste. You could cut it down by a factor of 20%. So you'd cut it down by a factor of 5. You could use a fifth of the amount of fluoride and actually get a 40% improvement. Because what you're doing is you're using another molecule that helps pull the calcium and the phosphates further and deeper into the tooth. And please go to our webpage at www.clear.com and go to the Spry Dental Research page, because we have this study listed there. But what they showed is that, you know, when you use fluoride, it gets into like the tiniest fraction of the outside layer of the enamel. And so really what it's doing is it's kind of creating an eggshell effect. So the outside of your enamel is strong, but then it gets softer on the inside. And what they showed with the trimethoxyphosphate is that it's actually absorbing the minerals, so it goes all the way down to the deeper level, so you're not creating that eggshell. Your teeth are strong all the way down.
Wow. You must have been just thrilled when this type of information and this type of research came out. Every time I look, you guys are trying to do some research study. They're always very successful. We're sharing it with people, and that's our number one job here. I mean, if this is a category where your family's been struggling, and again, we're talking about how much oral health plays a factor in our overall health, check out the website, xlear.com. Again, that's clear.com, and click on the xylitol studies. It's pretty great. There's a number of them on there. But when we come back, more with our good friend of Clear, Nate Jones. He's the CEO. 20 years he's been trying to provide really good products for not only his own family, but our family as well. So please stick with us because he's doing a great job accomplishing those goals. We'll be right back after the break.
Mom, can I have some Sprite?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Sprite Gum is part of the Sprite Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Sprite toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Sprite Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
Welcome back, listeners. Again, having a fantastic show with our good friend, the CEO of Clear, Nathan Jones. We're talking not only about Clear and xylitol, but also the Spry line, so many different products they make there. But before the break, we were talking about some new research that had come out, talking about the ways that we can more effectively maybe have a protection in place for the teeth, hardening of the enamel, and improving oral and systemic health, which should be a top priority. I mean, from birth to death, our oral care is kind of dictating our overall care. But I wanted to pick up on something, Nate, if you don't mind. We had talked about the fluoride factor and the xylitol factor. So often, you know, people are afraid to use fluoride because they have to use such a large amount, or they don't really understand the benefit. Would you mind just explaining just a tad more on that for our listeners to really be able to have a grasp on the concept?
So what fluoride does is, and historically we've known this, and we know that it's toxic. We know all the other negative side effects. But the reason why they put it in toothpaste is because you understand that you have to remineralize your teeth, and that's what the fluoride is doing. And so I use the analogy of, if you think of your tooth as a castle wall, the fluoride is the mortar that holds all these molecules together and helps make it hard, okay? And then you have this invading army of bacteria out here, mm-hmm. and they're all out there screaming and hoo-ha and whooping and hollering and, you know, trying to start a little battle
right.
going on and have that visual in your head. And they have their trebuchets and their catapult, and they're shooting all these acid bombs up against that tooth, against that castle wall. And what fluoride does is it makes that castle wall stronger. But what all of our treatments to prevent tooth decay in the past have done is they've neglected to actually address that infectious part of that bacterial load. Okay? Fluoride, put more fluoride, make that, you know, get your teeth stronger. Well, doesn't it make more sense to actually address the bacteria creating the acid? And that's what xylitol does, is xylitol gets rid of the acid-creating bacteria in your mouth.
Wow.
And you can go and say, well, people are using mouthwashes that are disinfecting, you know, ones that have a high alcohol content, like 36%, or some that use bleach, and some that use iodine, and some that use all these other things that are bactericidal. And that, again, is also not a very smart thing to do. And the reason for that is because in your mouth, you have a whole bunch of good bacteria. You don't want to kill off all of the good bacteria. You only want to get rid of the acid-creating bacteria. And so the repeated and long-term use is going to change the microbiome. And the bacteria that create the enzymes that help us digest milk and gluten, those bacteria live in the mouth. And so if we, over time, are fighting and killing off all these bacteria, pretty soon you're going to see an increase in milk and gluten issues, which
is
exactly what we've seen.
Yeah.
And so really what you want to do is get rid of those bacteria that are creating the acid and use a toothpaste that has something in it that helps make your teeth stronger. That's the best of both worlds. Some people don't want to use fluoride. Your body's naturally going to remineralize your teeth, but some people don't want to use fluoride. We have toothpaste with fluoride and we have some without. We put ingredients into it that are going to help remineralize that teeth anyways. We put calcium glycerol phosphate, so we have all of the calcium and the phosphate you need. And now we're putting trimethylphosphate into it, which helps even better. And the studies that we did, we actually used 200 parts per million, which is one-fifth of the amount of fluoride you normally find in a fluoride toothpaste. And we got better results using a fifth of the fluoride than what the study group with the 1,000 parts per million fluoride.
Impressive.
Which is phenomenal.
Yeah.
The only problem now is we have to go back and convince the FDA, and this will be years, if not decades, to try to get this done, to change their guidelines so that we can actually lower the amount of fluoride that we have in our toothpaste.
Well, I love what you're doing, Nate, and I love the way you explained it, because now I actually get it. So fluoride rebuilds and strengthens the enamel that we're talking about, but it actually doesn't do anything with the cavity-causing, bacterial microbiome, if you will. So that's where xylitol comes in and provides that 1-2 punch. And it's almost, I believe, some research that I read before, it's done through three mechanisms, which you explained. So that's the bacterial adhesion, inhibiting that, right? Breaking down the bacterial biofilm, which I had never even heard about till I met you, and then starving the bad bacteria, essentially. So really, with getting a plan like that, it's really setting yourself up, because not only do you want to do that for yourself, but you want to do that for your little ones. When we see these little dental caries, they actually do carry over the entire span of their life. So if we can kind of work this in, get rid of the bad little rioters, as you alluded to when you're talking about the castle and protecting the moat, it's a great stance to be able to take, Nate.
No, we agree. And we think that this is, as far as I know, this combination is probably one of the best combinations that I've seen in a toothpaste of any price. I mean, we try to keep our toothpaste pretty affordable. There's other toothpastes that are out there that are $20-$25 a tube that may compete with this, but I don't think there's another one out there for less than that.
No, and or that tastes so good. That's one of the things I really like about your products, and they never let me down, is, they don't taste weird. They don't have a weird aftertaste like other products on the market can potentially have. Goodness, you have two great kids. They haven't nearly been sick at all in their entire life, which just goes to show, put these things into place and, follow good habits. And essentially you can minimize some of these issues that you're visiting, not only at the dentist's office, but the amount of inflammatory factors that people are dealing with. And we've had Dr. Cannon on the show a number of times. He's super brilliant as well. So I really like that you have projected as a company over the last two decades. You are so enriched in research, Nate, and I really appreciate that about Clear and Spry.
Well, thank you. We'll try to not disappoint in the future to also.
Well, I don't see that. I don't see any disappointment coming anytime soon, but I want to get back to some of this new research. And again, appreciate you. Thank you for being our guest today. And if I'm a listener and I want to go and try to check some of these products out, like for me, not only do I use the Spry Dental products, but I also use Clear. Now, for someone who likes to buy in-store, what's a great place? I know that I've seen you at the Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts. I think Natural Grocers carries you too. But where else can they find a little bit more about the Spry Dental products? Would it be on your website, or are there other online carriers?
Well, we have a whole page dedicated to the oral care, the science and the studies behind the oral care products and why xylitol works. In your mouth, we have another page that is dedicated to why xylitol works in your nose, why nasal hygiene is important, why dental hygiene, and not just the mechanical act of brushing and flossing and using fluoride, but hygiene, which to us, hygiene actually really refers to modulating the microbiome to maintain a healthy microbiome. Because you can say you're having good hygiene, but if you're wiping out all the bacteria you need, that's not really good for you.
No.
But we have all kinds of studies on our webpage to explain that. And you can try the products. I mean, the products are so, I mean, they're so inexpensive that, you know, it's easier for you to just go to the store and just try it. Because if you use it, you're going to understand it, because you can usually tell a difference. I mean, using the toothpaste and the mints and the chewing gum, you go to the dentist once or twice after you use it, and your dentist is going to be making comments about your teeth, saying, hey, you know what, there's clean there, you don't have as much plaque, all of these other things. And when you use the nasal spray, I mean, my gosh, you know within minutes that it's working. You know, I mean, you know, they did a study down in San Diego. They measured airway volume and then used clear, and then 3 minutes they measured the airway volume again, and the airway volume had improved by 20% in 3 minutes. I mean, that's a huge number.
Wow. 3 minutes. And I can tell, even when I use it, like, I don't feel that film on my teeth. I feel like it keeps a cooler environment. Is that certainly for somebody hearing about xylitol for the first time, Nate, if you don't mind, if I can just pick your brain, if they're listening and they're diabetic and they're thinking it's a sugar, can you just give me a little bit of information to share with the listeners on, you know, what really xylitol is?
So xylitol is a 5-carbon sugar alcohol. Okay, it's a 5-carbon polyol, and it differs from sucrose, glucose, fructose, and sorbitol, mannitol, maltitol, in that all of those are 6-carbon sugars, and those are all sugars that bacteria that live in your mouth, they live on, they thrive on them, okay? They cannot live on the 5-carbon sugar xylitol, and this is another point that I just find this curious, let's say, disturbingly curious. But in all of the sugar, in most of your sugar-free gum, and more disturbingly, in most of your toothpaste, they're using sorbitol, which they have known for years and years, it feeds the bacteria that cause cavities. Why are they putting a food for the bacteria that they're trying to get rid of in the toothpaste that they're using to try to get rid of it?
Unbelievable.
That doesn't make sense.
No.
They know
absolutely
that sorbitol doesn't feeds it, and they continue to use it. Yeah, and so that's what we're trying to do is practice better hygiene. And, you know, we believe that there's help through hygiene is much easier and much cheaper than help through medication.
Yeah, and there's so much research to back it up. I mean, you click on the education button at clear.com, X-L-E-A-R.com, and I could be here all day. The link between diabetes and periodontitis, xylitol chewing gum and ear infections. So much great stuff off AOSH, where, goodness, I met you for years when we would go there and get this education. And I think that was so beneficial to just really see the difference between how these dentists were even changing how they practiced with their patients because of the support and the use of xylitol. And I hope that will continue to increase. I hope it will help more people because, again, like we started this interview, we talked about the inflammatory factors when you have poor oral hygiene. Same plaque on the teeth, dealing with it in the artery sector. We know when inflammation runs throughout the body, it's not great. I mean, we're not supposed to be in a constant inflammatory state. And so anything we could do to kind of have this little fire diminished, the better off we're going to be with our health. So what would you like to leave with our conversation today, Nate? I'd like to give you the floor because you're spending so much time and effort within your organization to make sure families are getting the facts and having these things to utilize and incorporate into their day-to-day.
I would just say help through hygiene. You know, wash your hands, wash your nose, brush your teeth, keep your mouth clean. You know, if you keep the gateways to your body clean, you're going to be healthy. You're going to be much healthier than if you don't. And, you know, we can go on and chase after the diseases, but it's much easier to just don't let those bad bacteria in your body to start with.
Great point. Well said. And we're going to go ahead and we're going to put this Journal of Dentistry Dental Health Study on our website, listeners. So please make sure you go and check that out at America's Natural Doctor. But in the meantime, you can find the Spry Dental products at Wegmans, the Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Natural Grocers, and most all-natural market retailers. It can also be purchased online, including Amazon, Or for a list of retailers, you can go to clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. And again, the Clear nasal products are available at Walgreens. I pick them up at CVS, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid, Target, Kroger, Publix, Sprouts, and again, more natural product retailers nationwide. You can find all that great information at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Nate, always a pleasure to talk to you. Really appreciate everything you're doing there over the last 20 years, not letting up, making sure good research is coming out, surrounding yourself with really good doctors, researchers, and dentists over the years, knowing the power of xylitol. But just wanted to give you a big pat on the back and thank you for joining me today to set the record straight so our listeners can get a better understanding on what they can incorporate into their day-to-day when it comes to themselves and their family.
Well, thanks for having me, and anytime. And if you ever have any questions about xylitol, feel free to reach out, and I'll answer them for you if I can.
Yeah, you got it. I appreciate that so much. And one last thing for our listeners. This is something I tend to do. Follow Clear on social media. It's Clear, X-L-E-A-R, and they have a Spry page as well. I'm picking up great information on that site. I'm looking at all kinds of positive feedback on there as well. So make sure to follow them on social. In the meantime, have a happy and healthy week, and we will catch you next time right here on Forever Young.